You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hey, WOKB listeners, Italian Garden Pizzeria and Winter Garden is having a special every Monday and Tuesday, only if you mention you heard this ad on WOKB Radio. You buy one large pizza pie with two toppings for only $10. That's right, only $10. Now that's a special. Don't forget, Thursday, all day, pizza by the slice, $1 is the price. Casual dining with mouth-watering fine dining menu. Come on and join us at 13770 West Colonial Drive, next to Publix in Winter Garden, Florida, or give us a call at 407-656-0032. That's 407-656-0032. Italian Garden Pizzeria in Winter Garden, Florida. Special just for you.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. I'm here with Gary Sinclair. Gary?
I am here.
Okay. And Dorothy, you still here?
I'm still here.
And Chris behind, well, he better be here because he's running the computer.
He runs the train.
Yeah, he's running the train.
He's the engineer.
Chris and Cliff, they're both here. Okay. And this is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, a show that's catered for the visually impaired, blind, and we are the bridge between us and the sighted folks. Hey, sighted folks out there, you, we're talking to you, everyone who's sighted, you can call up. I wish you'd do it. I'd like to hear from you. Call up. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We just had two Bruces back to back. What's the odds of that? Two Bruces.
Listen, before the phone lines get too flooded, we have our guest caller on the phone line, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. Sherry from Orlando, Florida. Sherry.
Hello.
Hello, Sherry.
How you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing good. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Thank you so much. Well,
you're
Sherry.
You're welcome.
Sherry, I am glad you came aboard with us this evening. I asked you special.
Tell me something, Sherry.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yes. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, you guys were talking about dreams and how I wanted to tell you because I get asked this question by sighted people and other blind people.
Absolutely.
How do blind people who have been totally blind all their lives, which I have been, how do we dream differently from you guys that
Absolutely.
Have seen some, or from sighted people? So Gary had talked to me about it, and I said, sure, I'll come on. I don't know how fascinating what I have to say is, but I'll tell you from
Sherry,
my perspective.
Sherry, it's got to be fascinating because I brought this question up to a couple people this week. I thought of it, I just happened to think of it in the middle of the week. And I asked a couple people about it. I says, oh, my God, that's a good topic. I never thought. And then one person I asked, he says, I had never even thought of about a blind person
okay.
that's never saw
Let her
it.
Talk. So, okay, so,
so
talk.
So now we want to hear yours, how
Get
you Sherry.
Dream.
Okay.
Without
well,
seeing.
Well, I've had dreams, of course, since I can remember, a small child. But I do not dream with my visual sense because I don't have a visual sense to dream with. If you've never seen, you're not going to suddenly see in your dreams. If vision is involved, I'm not aware of it, put it that way. However, the really interesting thing is I can move places and go freely from point A to point B. I don't dream that I'm using a cane or a guide dog or anything. I'm just going. One time, when I was a little girl, I learned to ride a two-wheel bike by myself, and I could ride it. You know, our streets weren't very busy. I could ride it that
right.
way. I could ride it down our sidewalks, and I just would go as fast as I could, and it was fun. And one time I had a dream I was riding my bike and just going everywhere, and I knew exactly where to turn and exactly what to do, and that was such a cool dream. So that one sticks out in my mind. But no, I don't have color sense or anything. I just dream using my other senses. If I hear a person talking to me, it's because I know their voice or I recognize their voice. If something happens to me, it's through my other physical senses that I'm aware of that I can perceive it.
Right. So here's a question.
That's really different.
Did you go?
That's how blind people dream.
All right, here's a question.
Totally blind.
You went to school? Stupid question, but you went to school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my question. I was sighted when I went to school, right? No, I can visualize my school. I can visualize that I went to school. I can think about I went out for sandwiches and what I messed around with. So you ever think about like when you went to school? And if you did, what do you think about?
Oh, sure. If you do paint a mental picture in your mind of what things look like. Like I can visualize the classrooms I was in. I know what they look like. If I could draw somehow or do a raised line drawing, I could probably draw the outlines of a shape of a room. My house, I could probably do a reasonable job of that. And that's what helps you in learning your way around places, at least for me, because if I'm in someone's house or apartment or whatever,
right.
I eventually get a mental picture of that apartment. I know if I go in the door, say the kitchen's to the right and the living room's to the left, and as you get used to it, you develop a picture, at least I do, so you can imagine, the whole place.
Sherry,
so that's what I do.
It struck me here just a second ago because you and I both do the same thing. Michael does do this now. He doesn't read.
How do you know?
You don't read.
Oh, read.
Sherry
no.
and I read
okay.
books, right?
Yeah.
Audio books. And for me, I could sit there and be a certain series of a praise or something of a main character. And I can visualize that character my way. You could visualize that character in your way. But we got that visualization there. And we keep, and every time we pick up a new book of that character in that book, we see that picture. So we see that same guy again every time. Am I right or wrong?
Right. You're right.
Yeah,
and that's why I think a lot of blind people are into sometimes old-time radio shows and stuff like that because they're very descriptive and you use
that's
your imagination.
Right. Exactly.
You don't.
But
right.
your description of that person will be maybe different than mine, but every time we hear that voice and that character, we both automatically come up with our pictures.
Exactly.
Now, you never had sight, is that correct? You never had
right.
sight, ever.
I'm premature. I was premature. And oxygen damage, that did it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you while we're talking about this. How do you visualize the sky? Do you visualize
the
it all one color
the
or
sky?
A different color? Yeah, the sky.
The sky is like a very broad term to me. I know from what people tell me what's in the sky I can feel, and I used to have some light perception so I could see the sun. Now I can basically feel it. I don't really think that much about the sky. I mean, I know it's there.
Well, describe, Shirley called and describe colors.
Like abstract things like the horizon, you know, how you can look out and everything comes together at a certain
right.
point, and that's where the horizon is. I don't even exactly know what that means. Colors.
Uh-huh.
I really can't visualize colors. I've never seen colors. So when people say it's
right.
blue, I mean, they can describe it in terms of a temperature
right.
or in terms of a texture.
Yeah.
And I learned from my mom, because it was really important to her to teach me what colors went with what colors and how
right.
to match my clothes. And she was really...
Do you match your clothes
really,
now? Do you match your clothes
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. How do you match your clothes now?
There's a couple of ways to do it. If you have an outfit that goes together, you can hang it together or fold it together. If you have, you match solids with solids. There's ways to mark your clothes. Sometimes it's just simple as putting a little safety pin in the tag or the collar or whatever to tell you, oh, that's my black shirt, whatever.
Oh, if I could.
There's different ways. Or you can get a color identifier.
Yes.
Some of them are
right.
very good. Some of them are not. And they will tell you the color of the clothes.
Absolutely.
The out, whatever.
I just had a question brought to me. My Father's Day gift, which I have on me today here at the studio, is a shirt. My son sent me a shirt. And he says, Dad, fortunately I had somebody tell me what was on the front of the shirt. And I says, you know, son, there's something wrong with this shirt. It has no, they're taking the tabs out of shirts now.
Yes, they are.
And I told my son, says, well, that's good. Hey, I don't like them tabs. And I said, son, I said, that's the only way I can tell the front or the back.
I agree with that. I'm like you.
And boy,
a lot of times, yeah. the tags out of the shirt, if you feel around where the tag ought to be, there's like a rough area.
I'm trying to feel this thing.
Feel
I ain't feeling
well,
nothing but saying.
From the garments, I'll just tell you this right now. In order to tell the front or the back or anything else, just so you'll know, there's a seam that goes down the garments, all seams. All the garments have seams.
Yes.
And if you feel a covered in the back of it'll be raised. Then you know it's the back of the shirt, because that's the inside of the shirt. The inside will
mm-hmm.
have the it's like it's rough. Let's call that rough. And that's the stitches inside, because the outside won't have.
Oh, sure.
It's totally smooth. So that's the difference between the inside and the outside. And the bottom line is, you can always tell the back, because in the middle of the shirt, in the middle, where they usually put the tags, there's also what they call a marrowed stitch right in the back. And that's where they join the collar to the body of the shirt. And that's always there.
Well,
when
we get
shirts.
Off the air, you can show me that marrow stitch, because
okay.
I can't find it.
Okay, I'll show
yeah,
it to you. It's
yeah,
all
you can
garments.
Tell the difference in most shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's funny on it, that they did that, took them tags out.
But well, I was going to say, that I don't know if anybody else wants to tell that can see how they dream, but they had a friend who was, he was sighted until he was in Vietnam, and at 21 he was ambushed
oh,
in
yes.
his tank and immediately totally blind, and he explained to me how he had dreamed, even over the years. And he said if he dreamed about a house, a car, or whatever, it was always that model,
yes.
the models that he saw before
yep.
he went to Vietnam.
Well,
hey, we got 1 minute.
I want to thank you, Sherry, for calling in. And Sherry,
yes,
I understand you're the president now of the NFB locally in Orlando. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations.
Yep.
Congratulations. Sherry's the president of the NFB in Orlando.
Yeah, no, National Federation of the Blind Convention. National Convention is the 30th of June through the 6th of July, and it's awesome. So,
okay.
It's at the Rose and Shingle Creek.
Well, thank you very
you.
Much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you for
keep
calling
on
in,
listening.
Sherry,
keep on
and
listening.
Helping me.
You're welcome.
Keep on listening.
Right.
Thank you.
You guys
thank you very
take
much.
Care.
Sure thing.
Hey, Mike,
bye
before
bye.
We do anything else, before we go any further, and I'm going to blame myself this time around. Normally it's you, but I'm going to blame myself this time around. Here we go.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
All right, there it is.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris.
No problem.
We love
we
Esight, that's
excited
for sure.
Here.
Well, you know, let's take our break.
Okay, let's go to break. Go to break.
Coffee break.
Go to break.
Coffee break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of break.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. That's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
We are back. Oh, yeah, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
You have messed that up all night tonight, Michael.
What do you mean I messed it up?
That phone number. You're doing good.
Yeah, okay, good.
Now you messed it
up. See, he was talking negative, and I was like, what did I do wrong now? You made me think, well, I'm doing wrong now, but
no,
I was
doing
it right.
And I can imagine how you were thinking right then and there. Like, wait a minute.
Myself,
I know I said it right.
Yeah. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Why, you going to call in, Gary?
Give me a minute.
Go to the other one and call in.
Give me a minute.
Go to the other one and call in. So we're talking about...
You two, stop it.
Dreams. We're talking about mindset. We're talking about how it affected your family. And I would say this, for those folks out there who are listening, and you're listening to this radio show, ask yourself a question. Why can't I call up and talk to them? It'd be nice. I'd like to hear you, whoever you are. I mean, here we are. I had two Bruces back to back. And I didn't even know those two Bruces before. It was very nice. They call in. That means I got two more listeners that I didn't know we had. Both Bruces. So, you. I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. Call up the phone. 407-894-1680. I'd like to talk to you. Maybe you got something to say. Gary and I promise you, I'll tell him not to bite you. Yeah. Gary, no. Lay him off.
I ain't going to hurt nobody.
That's right. So call up. We'll talk to you. Maybe you got a story. Maybe you could tell us something about what you dreamed about last night, as long as it wasn't nasty.
Wait, listen. Let's go over to Atlanta, Georgia, ATL. We got Carl and Cupcake. Carl, how you doing?
Oh, Carl Cupcakes.
Carl Cupcake.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
Carl. I'm doing well. First off,
yes.
When I call in to do my shout-outs, he called me. Bruce,
yes,
in Boynton Beach, Florida, is my friend. He and I went to classes at Center for the Visually Impaired in Atlanta.
Yeah,
okay.
And my other friend, who's called in once or twice, is Janice from St. Petersburg, Florida, who has a guide dog.
Yeah.
But what's on my mind today,
yes,
is 2 weeks ago, my former instructor from Southeastern Guide Dog School came, and my dog, guide dog Cupcake, and I have walked over 3,000 miles in the last 6 years, and now I'm going to have to retire her.
Are you going to retire Cupcakes?
Yeah, I'm going to retire her back to the school,
mm-hmm,
and because she's not yet 7 years old, they said she may become an ambassador dog and learn something else to work with people because she's still young, but she's getting arthritis and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a heartbreak, but and she knows me better than I know me. But, you know, you grow attached to these animals.
Well, maybe they're not animals.
Yeah, maybe your next dog will be Donut.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know. They
guy.
Say the ideal thing is when I take Cupcake back,
yeah,
they're going to, a day later, start training me with a new dog, so it'll be easier.
Yes.
You know, easier for me to deal with. But what was your question about?
No, he was being, a wise guy. He was being
on a
wise.
Good day in one eye and often 2,600, and I can only see straight in front of me. But mine was an accident in the fire department. But I was totally blind for almost a year.
Right.
And I, you know, they tried to, they trained me for 6 months with a red tip cane, but it just did not work. They said it works for many people. It did not work out for me, and that's when they sent me to a guide dog school, and it's been the best thing in my life.
Have you, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Were you born blind?
No.
You worked in the fire
department. I'm asking a question. I'm going there.
After the accident in the fire department.
Yes, how long ago was it?
2007, and now it's 2016.
All right.
What?
9 years. It's almost like me. Okay, so question. How did your family handle you going blind?
Not well. My mother, God rest her soul, didn't realize how serious it was till one day we went to the eye doctor and he said, can you drive home? He can't drive anymore. He took my license that day. He says, you're legally blind. And then I went from legally blind to totally blind. Five operations later, thank God I got a little bit of vision back in one eye. But it's life, you know. I'm okay. I've learned to deal with it.
Gotta
and they
move
put
on.
Me through computer training, and I'm functional. But and when I first went blind, I didn't have time to deal with it. I was doing too many things, and that's why I kept walking in front of buses and too many issues learning to use the cane. So whatever, life is good, and I just wanted to let you know, but Bruce is my buddy who attended classes with me at Center for the Visually Impaired in Atlanta, and Janice, who I do shout outs in St. Petersburg, Florida. I went to guide dog school, and Ron in Port St. Lucie, Florida. His guide dog is Murray.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it so much. Keep on listening. And I'm sorry
about
losing Cupcake.
Well.
Yeah, be well to you.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Carl. Listen, we got Catherine from Orlando on the phone line. Catherine, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hello, Catherine. I know who this is.
And is how it are you? Scary?
Yes. Well, I don't know who it is.
This is from, she's from the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, a new member.
Well, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, I did. I just was listening to your conversation with Sherry regarding dreams.
Yes.
I have diabetic retinopathy, and I can see a little bit, but mostly no color, and I see mostly shadows. And light hurts my eyes a lot, even inside.
Right.
But when I dream at night, I dream in color.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I dream like I am walking around without my cane.
Yeah.
And without anybody trying to help me or anything. It's just amazing. It's almost like...
I call it going to the movies.
Yes.
That's the only time I can see is when I go to bed.
Right. So I wanted to let you guys know, you know, from my side, uh-huh, that at nighttime, sometimes it's good to dream.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, when I wake up, I feel good. I feel fine.
Depends
but
on
I
what
also
kind of dream
to,
you have.
I also wanted to give you some information.
Okay.
Women have trouble seeing which way to put their underwear on because they have the same problem with the little tags not being there anymore.
I never knew that.
I don't think you were supposed to know.
You just cannot see that little, you know, it's a you can feel it a little bit, but
absolutely,
after you wash your underwear a few times, but you're not going to feel it anymore.
But yeah, let me just say this to you. Like I said to you before, if you go to your seams, you will notice outside seam is smooth.
Right.
Inside, you'll notice the material and right in the seam, you'll feel it. And
right.
I just showed
Michael
Gary.
Just showed me. Mine's not quite in the center. It's a little off to the side, but I know where it's at now.
So you'll notice that it has, because every garment, when they put it together, has
right
to have your seams joined. And they always put the join, they stitch it together. And when they stitch it together,
uh-huh,
the rough, what they call overlock safety stitch, if you want to be technical, the stitches
okay
are inside and outside is smooth. So if you just go inside your panties, wherever you want to talk, t-shirts, whatever it may be, and
right,
just feel the seams, you'll notice that the rough sticks up and it's a little rough, and the outside is totally smooth. And then that's,
right,
that's the purpose, because when they do the overlock safety stitch on all garments, the inside is the rough and the outside is smooth.
Well, I really appreciate you guys even talking about something like this on the radio.
Well, that's what it's all about.
These are things that when you're going blind, or you are blind, that people ask you about, but nobody really tells you what to do about it, you
that's
know.
Right.
I can't tell you about cooking,
about,
darling. I can't tell you about cooking, but when it comes to clothes, let's just say about 95% of women's and men's clothes I can tell you about.
And I'll tell you about the cooking.
Yeah, he can tell you about the cooking.
I talk about cooking.
I know my clothes and how they're made, so if you need any help, call me. No problem. I'll tell you.
Thank you so very
no
much,
problem,
guys. And everyone there, happy Father's Day.
Thank
if you're
you
a father.
Thank you.
And even if you're not, you probably have adopted many, many people to help them with yep their blindness. So you are a father figure,
yes,
all three
thank
of you.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm only talking
you
to the men right now.
Okay. Well, thank,
thank
you so much
you
for calling in. I appreciate it
I'll
so much.
I'll see you at the swim cookout party.
Well, thank you
yes
so much.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. Have a great
okay
night.
Okay, thanks
stay
for
well
calling in.
And she's
right
Orlando
bye-bye
Farm. Thank you so much.
Now, you ready to go back to the phone line with our
absolutely
guest caller?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, the one, the only Miss Yvonne Felix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
And you are Miss Yvonne.
Yes, I am.
And
I'm
you
Yvonne
are, I'm sorry, calling me from what part of the world?
I am from Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh.
Canada.
I've
that's Canada,
there
right?
Yep.
Canada.
Yes, Canada.
I've been there.
So, do I have to say, oh, Canada? Sing the song, oh, Canada?
Wait a minute.
And you're only going to prove to me that you're you if you say, eh?
Yeah.
That
eh?
That will come up several times
okay
in the conversation
okay
and some other phonetically pronounced words.
So,
I'm from near Niagara
so
Falls,
tell me,
so
it's Yvonne, yes?
Yes.
Yvonne.
Yes.
Okay.
Yvonne.
So tell me, Yvonne. I understand that you got these fantastic glasses. Am I right with eSight?
Yes, I do. So I have eSight eyewear. I've had it for roughly 3 years now, and it is an amazing product. It's amazing assistive technology.
Okay, so right there. So you are one of the people who got them then. You don't work for the company.
You wear them.
Oh, I work there, but yeah, I wear them
Oh, great, because we've never talked to anybody that wears them.
Oh, no, yeah. So now you wear them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
good.
Has it changed your life at all?
In so many ways. Like, I could give you so many different examples.
Well, give me two examples how it changed your way. Two examples.
One is it's diversified my ability to work, how I work, where I work, and who I work with. So employment is a huge, huge thing. And, like, just socially interacting with people and traveling and having access to information, like, whenever I need it.
So when you put them on now, is pretty much everything clear or is it still foggy?
So for me, what it does is it gives me access the way I need to see things. So if I were to compare it to other devices that I used in the past, like a CCTV or a monocular, it never gave me full access to the functional vision that I functional vision that I had. So yeah, like, it makes things clear, it makes things bright, it gives me more use of my functional vision. So I get more of the picture, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Oh, okay. Did it take you a long time to learn?
No.
How do you use the glasses?
Yeah, you don't learn it.
Do you just put them on,
and that's it, or do you have to learn how to use them?
Oh, there's training involved, so... Uh-huh. Trying them to see if they work. Yeah, you just put them on. Like, it's that simple.
So you got to carry around a battery pack or something like that, would it?
Like, yep. Bulky? So there's a battery pack in the unit. So there's a head mounted device.
Okay.
So you wear that like you would put on swim goggles.
Okay.
And then there is a controller pack, and that has a battery in it. So yeah, you can walk around with it. Like,
how big is the battery?
With the device.
Is the battery big and bulky or comfortable?
I would say it's like the size of a small cell phone that goes into the device.
Ain't bad.
And it lasts up to 6 hours. So you carry two of them around with you.
Good.
Yvonne.
Yes.
This is Dorothy. How are you tonight? Yvonne?
This is Dorothy here.
Yes.
Yes, Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy.
Get Dorothy, talk.
I just wanted to ask you, how long did it take you to adapt to the eSight wear?
So to use the eyewear, to get used to it is, just using it and getting practice with different tasks that you do. So for some things, like being able to look at people, that's pretty instant. For being able to read, that took me a little bit longer because I used to use Braille, and to be honest with you, I stopped reading in general and listened to books on tape and, just got people to read things for me. So for the majority of our users, because I do work for the company, so I have access to, knowing how people use them and the different ways they use them. For some people, it's a matter of putting them on, and takes them a week to learn how to use the controls.
I'll interrupt you. I heard you say you used to do Braille. You knew Braille?
Yes.
So you went from Braille to actually seeing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
I guess that is what
I'm saying.
Yeah, so you went from Braille to using these glasses, and now you can see good. Let's say you can see good, right? That's what you're basically saying, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing, Gary?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
This got Charles all excited. We have another co-host here. His name is Charles, and he's the only one in here that he still has vision. Michael and I don't. And Charles getting excited about getting these glasses. So keep talking. Sure Charles is listening. So.
The amazing thing is, which I don't understand, maybe you can tell me this. We have thousands, and I mean thousands and thousands of people listening to this show right now that could use your product. And for whatever reason, a lot of them are not picking up the phone to call. And well, I'm starting to figure that one out. Maybe you can help me. Why people don't pick up the phone and try to apply for these glasses?
Well, hold that thought right there. We're going to go down to our break right quick, and we're going to come right back.
Okay,
with
don't
you
go on. Away.
Hang on there.
Stay right there. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Okay.
When Sean first tried on Eastsight Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With Eastsight Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal Eastsight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference Eastsight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-Eastsight. Or go to eastsighteyewear.com. That's eastsighteyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, Eastsight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why Eastsight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal Eastsight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference Eastsight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-Eastsight or go to eastsighteyewear.com. That's eastsighteyewear.com.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. And we're talking to a young lady from Canada. That's right. What are you laughing about, Yvonne?
Oh, nothing. I was thinking about how nice and warm it was last time I was in Florida.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's 95.
So tell me this. in reference to the glasses,
mm-hmm.
what was the first thing you that you noticed the difference as far as first thing you wanted to see or the first thing that you noticed, period?
Well, I can tell you the first time that I put them on, it was at my home, and I had a two-month-old son, and my older son was 5, and the first thing I saw was my kids and my husband and my home, and these are all things that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Man. If I could only see my grandson.
So you saw your two kids and your husband the first time. That's heavy.
Yes,
that's,
sir.
Did it make you cry?
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing.
It was really overwhelming. Like, I have macular, I have Stargardt, so I have, you know, the juvenile form of macular degeneration. And what was so stunning to me was that the blind spot that I had seen, you know, for 30 years wasn't there when I looked up. Like, there was a face there, and there was color, and there was detail. So it was like kind of going to outer space, to be honest with you.
Is this the first time you ever saw your husband?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever?
I mean, we're still together.
Wow.
Don't be fresh. Don't be fresh.
Too bad.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just stopping thinking.
Don't forget, he knew you when. Yeah, he knew you when.
A long time ago.
Wow, I can't believe it. That's heavy.
Yeah. Was you shocked that he was so good looking?
He's incredibly good looking, and we have two beautiful young boys.
There you go.
Wow, and you can see the kids now. That's heavy. Yes, that's unbelievable. So tell me this. Do you think it's worthwhile to get those glasses?
So, yes, the obvious answer is yes. What I will say is, why not? Like, you have nothing to lose to try them, first of all.
Absolutely.
You know, you can get a demonstration and see if they just work for you. And, you know, it's been 3 years, and everybody has their sort of suitcase of devices or their devices piled up in a corner and their little stations where everything is kind of, you know, available to them. And that's something you get, you know, you kind of get used to it, you adapt to it. If you're the type of person that wants the ability to kind of have a little bit more freedom in how you set up your day, like being able to, you know, get ready in the morning, read the newspaper, walk out of your house, you know, read the bus if you take public transit, see the bus number, be able to go to a restaurant, read your own menu. If those are the things that, you know, you want freedom with, then that's, you know, that gives you that freedom. Eastside Eyewear gives you that freedom. For me personally, you know, I like to golf. I like being able to see the golf ball. I like being able to see people when I talk to them. And I like the ability to be independent in that way.
Wow. You can actually see a golf ball?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
so amazing. I didn't know that there was a little line on your club to keep the face of your club open. I had no idea. And then when I, you know, because I had golfed before, but when I saw that, when I looked down and saw my ball, I'm like, so has everybody been cheating all these years? Like, is that how they do it?
Wow.
So besides your your children and your husband, what would you say is the most amazing thing so far that you've seen?
Being able to travel independently.
Wow, yes.
Well, the people go ahead.
So what I mean by that is, for me, I'll give you a really good example. Just recently, I was in an airport. I won't say which one, and I won't say what airline. But my option was to wait for someone to assist me, which is fine, I've done that before, or get to the gate myself because I could do it. I'm not saying that if you have low vision, you can't travel independently at all, or if you're blind, I'm not saying that at all. I guess what I'm saying for me is what I see myself doing independently and how I want to do it is more my choice because I have the eyewear. Like, I can look up and see where the gate is. So if someone else needs help, that attending can come and help them because I can help myself.
Absolutely.
I hear you. Well, Gary and I, we travel independently.
Yes.
We have somebody to take us to the gate.
Yvonne.
Yeah.
Yes, Yvonne. Dorothy. Yes,
Dorothy. Dorothy has a question for
Dorothy,
you.
Go ahead.
Yvonne.
Yes.
Good, you're on, Dorothy.
Go ahead, Dorothy.
Good, Dorothy.
Yvonne, what do you use eSight for the most?
I use eSight the most for talking to people and working and getting to work. So a lot of reading and a lot of communicating.
Okay, if you another question I have for you.
Yep.
What would you say to someone who isn't sure eSight is worth the money?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
What would you say to someone who isn't sure eSight is worth the money?
So my response to that is, first of all, what do you spend money on in a day that has nothing to do with sight or your lack of sight, that doesn't give you any value the way you function in a day? Like, I don't know, I think about things that I spend money on, like Starbucks. Like I would spend $5 on Starbucks a day, and carry around a little magnifier to be able to read things, which is fine. But then I also have a little telescope that I'd have to pull out to see the bus or to see across the room. You know, for me, it's priceless. Like your
I was just going to say,
it's priceless.
To yes. interrupt you, one thing, Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. What I'm going to say, and see if you agree with me.
My
question to our audience is, what do you think your eyes are worth? Think about that question. What do you think your eyes are worth? If you could see again and you could push a button to wear, let's say, these glasses, eSight, to see again.
Well, you know,
would you do it?
We might have somebody that might have a good response into that question right there. Charles is on the phone line.
Right.
I know Charles really enjoy conversations like this.
Definitely.
Charles, how you doing, Charles?
Charles.
Yeah. We have a listener who's also a friend of ours, friend of the show. He's also a guest host.
Yep.
And Charles would like to talk to you, Yvonne, in reference to these glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, Charles.
Hello, Yvonne.
Hi, Charles.
I'm listening to this, and I'm getting excited. I got very excited the very first time that we had a representative from eSight on, and it's just kind of mind-boggling to me. 2010, I lost my vision, and I'm looking forward to when they call me and make the appointment here in the Orlando area for me to come out and check to see if I can use that thing. It really sounds good.
Well,
you have a question, Charles?
My question is, since you've had it, what has it allowed you to do that you really wanted to do that you couldn't do before you had them?
Read. One of the things that I really, really, really wanted to do when I had kids was I wanted to read them a bedtime story. I wanted to teach them to read. And being able to just pick up a book and point to the words and see the words and have them see the words and explain how to read to teach.
Wow.
That is probably one of the things that when I talk about it or think about it or even when I do it, I still get emotional about.
Thank you for answering my question.
No problem.
Michael, Gary.
Yes, Charles.
Chris, happy Father's Day.
You too,
guys.
Buddy.
You too.
You
same to you,
too.
Charles. Thank you, bro.
You too.
Bye.
Talk to you later, Charles.
Well, I'm telling you something. If my audience doesn't try to pick up the phone now, I don't know if they'll ever. I mean, it's amazing that the audience doesn't pick up the phone and call, because I told them before, they're idiots if they don't try.
They don't
at least try, because it costs them nothing to pick up the phone, to talk to eSight, and see if they can apply and see if they're qualified.
It's like you said, Michael, it's like leading a horse to water to get him to drink. I don't know what's wrong. They should be thirsty for this one. Should be real thirsty for it.
Well, if you think about it this way, anybody who's out there is listening now, you really don't have anything to lose. No. You don't have anything else to lose. You know, we're all kind of in the same boat together.
I have a question for you, Yvonne. Did Eastside help you? Because they said that they would help fundraising and things like that. How did you get did you get any help from them?
Actually, I was the second person to get Eastside.
Uh-huh.
And I did fundraise.
Uh-huh.
I made a pendant that looks like my blind spot, and I sold those, so I guess I kind of started a business, in a sense, to fundraise for myself. I told my story, I told my experience to people, and they were very generous, and I got donations from people. So with that experience, that's actually how I came to work with Eastside. To work there was that I had experience in fundraising in general, and I was so compelled by my own experiences that I wanted to help other people be able to afford it. So I actually work with the fundraising team to help people get the eyewear.
So as and I now, say, what's the problem now? You're going to get help to get them.
And also, I understand you're going to also get financing. So yes. Very soon you'll be getting financing as well. So if they, that's another part. They'll be doing financing.
Yeah. You know, there's really... Eastside really cares. This is why I love working at this company. Eastside truly cares about the people that are calling, through that door and trying the unit because they want to help people get back or just be able to live their lives. Like, for just eliminate the fact that you have something that doesn't allow you to maybe do everything everybody else does and have a device, have something that allows you to just live again and not feel the stress. Like, I can't tell you how many times I felt so much stress over the years knowing that, oh my gosh, it's going to be a rigmarole to get out the front door today, and I'm going to have to ask somebody for the time. I'm going to have to ask them if the lights changed. I'm going to have to ask them, you know, what is on the menu. Just having to ask people. And you know, I assure you right now, there are people listening that can go, just the stress, that stress alone.
Yes.
And having something that you know eliminates that stress, just to try it, just try it.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, before we go any further, we have Paul Bettison from Palmyra, New Jersey, who wants to ask a question. Then we're going to go into a break right after that, all right?
Okay.
Paul, how you doing, Paul?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. You got the floor.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Yvonne, as they manufacture more units, do they anticipate the cost coming down?
So, like all technologies, I mean, you answered most of the question right there.
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, like all technologies, if you think about the very first cell phone, cost there. Think about the first Kurzweil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was something like $25,000.
Yes.
You know, time will tell.
But do you want to wait that long?
No, I don't.
There's no time to waste. You get it now.
Yeah, there's no time to waste. You said it. Why wait one more day?
The other question I had is it a custom fit or is it off the shelf and the person just begins wearing it?
So you come to the demonstration, you try it. There is one thing that we take, which is your pupil distance, and if you need a prescription.
Okay.
But the unit is, everybody gets the same unit, but we manufacture it and then we send it to you. But you need to come to the demonstration so we can take the pupil distance measurements and see if you need a prescription.
And I know you're not supposed to drive with it, but do you wear it while you're riding in a car?
You can, actually.
Sure. Why not?
You can. Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
You can see, it's funny to see license plates, actually, if you're sitting in the front window.
In fact, if I had this device, I wouldn't want to take it off until I went to bed.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, Yvonne, I want to thank you very much for calling in.
Yes,
I love it, the conversation. We have to do more like this in the
future.
You
opened our eyes much more, let's say.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Call in again now.
We're going to go to break. Thank you for calling in. We got to go to break. See you on the other side of breaks.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, 407-677-1040, or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Gary.
Yes, sir.
Well, was that unbelievable?
This absolutely unbelievable.
And all I can say is, you folks listening, if you don't pick up the phone,
you're crazy.
You're nuts. Because if I could see a tiny, tiny bit like this, I'd be on the phone already. Or what? 2 months ago, when Eastside first came on the radio, I would have gone immediately and signed up.
And like the question was, is the price going to go down later? Don't wait till it goes down. Get it now.
Doesn't make sense. What are your eyes worth?
Worth right now.
I can understand if you are totally blind.
There's the foghorns working.
I can understand if you're totally blind.
Yes.
Okay, that's different. It's not for you. But if you have some sight and you could see, man, oh, man, I'd still be in the garmistry. If I could see, it's the first thing. I would have been back to work. I've been in the garmistry again.
Hey, I got to get a pair of those glasses and get back on the bulldozer.
But you couldn't get it, and I couldn't get it. But the bottom line is, for those people who could see a little bit, perfect.
Absolutely.
And all I could say is, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And don't look at the money, because they can work it out. And like I said, it's all about one thing, how much your eye's worth. And all I'm saying is, if you can do it, do it. Don't make sense. Not in this lifetime. They're going to do financing. Yeah. They're going to help you raise funds. Whatever it is, why don't you check it out first? See if you can use them. See if it works for you. Then worry about the money. Okay? Because the point is, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Gary.
Yes.
I thank you for coming on the show.
Well, this has been a great, great, great show, I think.
Dorothy, I thank you for coming today.
Quite welcome, darling.
And Chris and Cliff, both.
And Chris
and Cliff, both of you. I want to thank you both for being behind the scenes. I hope Cliff helped you a little bit, Chris.
Yeah, Cliff helped me out a whole lot today.
There you go. Well, I want to thank all the fathers outside.
Yep. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. I want to thank Miss Lynn for calling in.
Yep.
Yeah, Lynn.
And I hear the background. We're going to go.
We're going to be leaving.
So I'll talk to you next week. And maybe next week my wife will be here. Hopefully she will be. I love you all and look forward to talking to you next week to your show, Blind and Beyond. Stay tuned. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to go to our website. and see if you'd like to join our membership. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Michael.
Love you all. What, Gary?
It's Michael at, right?
No. Michael at. That's only going to write to me.
Oh.
They're not writing to me. So well, take care.
Love y'all.
Love
gonna
you
miss
all. Take all. Don't forget, blindandbeyondradioshow.org if you want to join our membership. Look at our website. Bye-bye.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.